deposit available for a limited time, you can get into your own home with startpointhomes.com.au.
Now, we're all in isolation, self-imposed isolation, trying to find things to do. And being active has been a bit tough. I escaped for about 20 minutes yesterday and did a walk around the block. But picture this. Imagine living in a small apartment, wait for it, and running a marathon, 42 kilometres. We're going to cross to Tim Franklin in Brisbane. But let's just quickly have a listen to what that sounds like.
I'm over 1,000 laps now. So I'm currently in my 1,011th lap, so less than 1,000 to go, which is pretty bloody exciting because two things. I'm getting really, really dizzy. I'm slowly going bonkers.
Now, Tim Franklin, welcome to the show. You are probably have the strongest mental strength I've ever witnessed. Well done, Tim.
Yeah, thanks, team. How are we this morning?
How are you? Tim, when did you do this? And talk everyone through how it came about.
So I did it on Saturday, just on the weekend, just gone. A friend of mine posted on Facebook, had tagged me in something that someone in France had done something similar.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, on his balcony. And I was like, oh, that's something I could probably do. My balcony probably isn't suitable for it, so I just decided to do it around my entire apartment. So I just got a tape measure out, measured a loop up through my kitchen, through my living room, out through the balcony, into the laundry, and that was 21 meters. So I did 2010 laps.
Oh, wow. That is not that's not well.
Do you know what, Tim?
That's the general consensus of my friends, I think.
Yeah, but as I said, and I was saying this to Fev before, your mental strength is so full on. I mean, Fev just said to me off air, he would rather amputate an arm than do what you did.
Wow, that was like, an off-air
or a foot.
Or a foot. Now, Tim, how are you feeling after it? Like, how many hours did it take and how did you feel after?
So I finished in 6 hours and 46 minutes.
You were not well.
And I was all right afterwards, actually. I don't think physically it wasn't the hardest thing I've probably ever done, but
really?
Mentally it was the hardest thing.
I'll tell you what.
Mark your laps.
Well, that with the lap counting, I just had a pen, like a whiteboard marker in my hand, and every lap I'd just change it from my left hand to my right hand. And then when I had done 10 laps, when I was running through my kitchen, and I just used a whiteboard marker on my fridge and put a mark down and had to do, 210 marks to get to 2,010 laps.
All right, Tim, if it didn't hurt you physically that much, do it again this week and do one a week while you're in isolation and we'll get back to you.
Well, that might happen. I've got to up the ante now.
Jeez. All right, Tim. I mean, and he must have lost some time on this. 6 hours 40 is still a solid time, but you're losing time when you're turning, I think. Yeah.
Absolutely. Head to our socials to watch you, Tim, because, again, like you said, you are a long-distance runner. Physically, you've done harder things, I imagine. But I would have done one lap of what you did and gone, yep, that's enough. You did it 2,000 times.
That's incredible.
I can't really explain it, I suppose.
Did you have music or the TV or anything on?
Yeah, I listened to a few podcasts on the way. TV was difficult because I'd be watching a show.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Fifi, Fev and Byron podcast.
Well, it makes sense. But TV was hard because I'd run out onto the balcony and come back in and I'd miss some of the show.
Of course.
Oh, Tim. Well, what a legend he is. Tim there in Brisbane. Thanks for your time, mate. And look, if anyone wants to see what it looks like, go to our Insta story, Fifi Fev Byron. You can see what it looks like for a bloke to be running a marathon inside of his house. Unbelievable. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well done, Tim.
101.9 The Fox.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for Tradieoke.
But we love doing this on a Tuesday, and the show does go on. The tradies have been turning up to work, being as responsible as they can with social distancing. It is an essential service. And Fief, we're still singing for a great prize. The best singing tradie today wins a $250 Coles Express voucher. That is a lot of quality coffee. Quick.
Yes, and we also feel for the tradies because they are out there and they're trying to keep their a metre and a half distance, but everyone's been told to stay home, but they're working and they're on the front lines. So we salute you tradies like Anton in Greensboro, an air conditioner mechanic. Hey, Anton.
How's it going, everyone?
Yeah, good. How are you going, Anton? How's work?
Oh, it's been a bit hectic, but good thing that I've still got a job going at the moment, which is nice.
Yeah, well, that's great. Well, as long as you're happy to be out there and you're not putting yourself in harm's way, you keep up the good work, Anton. Now, what would you like to sing for us?
I'm singing Tracy's Stacey's mum.
Stacey's mum! I mean, Tracy's mum might also be hot. All right, this
should
be good.
I love this song, Anton.
Go for it.
Trixie's mum has got it going on. She's all that I want and I've waited so long. Trixie, can't you see? You're just not the girl for me. Oh, I'm in love with Trixie's mum.
Oh, that is a brave song to sing. Trixie's mum.
Especially when a tradie says that Trixie's not the one.
Anton, that's lovely. Oh, that's very sweet. You've made my day.
There's a lot of reasons we would hope Trixie's not the one, but there we go. That's he's just hit on you, FIFA. We've never had that in a...
Oh,
well.
Well, I was quite flattered by it. Thank you, Anton. Front runner. it's going to be hard to beat, Anton. Clint in Elwood. A painter. How you going, Clint?
I'm going all right. I'm quite nervous, actually. The heart started pumping.
Oh, you'll be fine, right, mate. Clint. How are you going? How's the painting going? You still working?
I got about 2 weeks lined up, and then it has slowed down a bit. So I'll just see what happens after that.
Oh, good. Well, you know, you just stay safe. We'll get through this, Clint.
We'll be all right.
What are you going to sing for us?
Take Me Back by Noiseworks. I'll probably just do the bridge and then the chorus.
There we go. So yeah. he knows the bridge passage. I mean, he's a muso. The great John Stevens. Shout out to John Stevens. What a singer. You know John Stevens. He'd be in his mid-50s. He looks about 25, John Stevens.
And I reckon the best Noiseworks song. I love this song. Okay, Clint, off you go.
Here we go. You said a life ain't worth living if nobody cares. You said that all the time. I see you there with your staring eyes. I see you on the day you die. Take me back to you. It's been a long time. Although every night I think of you, such a lonely life. Take me back to you. Take me back to you.
Jesus, John's listening. He'd probably get that guy on tour with him. Unbelievable.
Excellent.
All right, we'll hold the line next.
I think John's fine.
Nice
one
work.
Last one here, Fief. Another one final tradie.
Luke in Sunbury. Bricky, how are you going, Luke? How's work?
Good, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, good. Are you on the site this morning?
No, I've just pulled over. I'm about 5 minutes away.
Oh, okay. Well, we want to hear what you're going to perform. What are you going to sing, Luke?
So I'm going to sing... Walking in Memphis?
Walking in Memphis. Oh, wow, here we go.
Walking in Memphis. Was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam.
I don't think we've had a song written since about 1998 this morning, but why not? A lot of lot of throwbacks, all throwbacks. So, okay.
The song choices this morning have been excellent. Well done, guys.
This is
guys.
On my iPod, Boxy.
Your iPod?
Okay.
Yeah, when I used to play footy.
Okay.
Luke, off you go.
Put on my blue sweat shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blue. In the middle of the pouring rain. WC Handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. Then I'm walking in Memphis. Walking with my feet 10 feet off of this. Walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel?
Oh,
oh, wow. Nice God. Job. Gee. Very tough. Anton Clint.
He finished a very, very long last.
Anton, I thought you were excellent.
He had the hots for Trixie's mum, but...
And Trixie.
If I had anything to say with the judging, I'd be giving you some cash, Anton.
How are you going with Judge Fev?
Who was that?
Well, we've got Luke and Sunbury waiting to see if you like him.
Luke, mate, that's like one of my favourite songs, and you nailed it, but I think Clint, he was unbelievable.
Yeah, that was
his voice, and he was clicking, he did everything.
Well done, Clint, you've just won a Coles Express voucher, $250.
Thanks for that. That's amazing.
Mate, really good. He's really good. I mean, they were all great in their own way, but Clint, he's got a set of pipes on him. A lot of quality coffee quick there at Coles Express. You are our winner, and Trader Yoki is back Tuesday here on the Fox.
You're listening to Highlights of Fifi, Feb and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To hear the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch-Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
We're just checking whether or not we have the Federal Treasurer or whether we should take a song. It's looking like we do have the Federal Treasurer on the line. Fifi, of course, this is in response to the JobKeeper program announced last night by ScoMo.
Today, we are introducing a $1,500 per fortnight JobKeeper payment to keep Australians in their jobs, even when the work may dry up.
This was great news, Melbourne, and we all know this is a big relief for so many people, so many employees and so many employers of small businesses. And Josh, thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be with you.
We know how stressful this period's been for you, you guys. Is there anything else you'd like to say? Can you explain the payment to people? So it's a $1,500 fortnight per employee payment, regardless of their salary. So it's a flat payment. What else can you tell everybody about this?
Well, this is available to part-time and full-time workers, as well as sole traders and casuals who have been consistently with their employer for 12 months or more. Employers will be able to register their interest with the Australian Tax Office. So if you're an employee, you should contact your employer. Employers that are eligible are those that have seen their turnover fall by 30% or more as a result of the coronavirus. And employers will be able to get this $1,500 flat payment a fortnight based on the people who are on the books as of the 1st of March. So we recognise this is a really difficult time for businesses and their employees, and we want to ensure that there's that formal connection between employers and employees so that when we get to the other side of the coronavirus, we will be stronger than ever.
Hey, Josh, that's an amazing, that's just a stimulus package. It's amazing. But will there be any ramifications for the businesses that take on the stimulus package but still end up closing down as a small business owner?
Well, a lot of businesses, because of the health restrictions, have had to close their doors through no fault of their own or no fault of their employees. Take, for example, the retail sector and the restrictions around social gathering. That's made it very difficult for many businesses. So we understand that workers will be stood down in that situation, but we want them to be retained on the books by the employer, and that's why this $1,500 payment will be very helpful.
Josh, this is great, and we've been taking a lot of calls from our listeners and people in Melbourne and who are really happy about this, but they are wondering, is there any, I guess, insight? I know the Prime Minister the other night did say that landlords and tenants needed to keep a conversation open and come to a conclusion, but do we know if there's going to be any, I guess, mandate about landlords and rent at the moment?
Well, the state's have primary responsibility around residential tenancies as well as retail and commercial tenancies, and they will be taking forward their own legislation to put effect to that moratorium on evictions for the next 6 months. But there's going to be a requirement for some burden sharing here. The landlords will probably get some tax relief, depending on the state, which will be good for them. The banks have also said that no interest payments or principal payments will be due for the next 6 months, which is also a bit of relief. And for tenants, for example, the cafe that might be doing takeaway instead of a sit down, they will also need to, you know, contribute to their rent in accordance with the revenue that's coming through the door. So These things do need to be worked out between landlord and tenant, but obviously the states will have more to say on that in due course.
Will this be tax-free money?
This is treated as income, just as it was with the UK and the New Zealand scheme. Superannuation won't be paid on this $1,500 payment, and that's just because we want more money to go into the pockets of the people who receive it.
Okay, so the Federal Treasurer here, other questions that you may have, obviously 131060 is the number. And just the clear call to action here, Josh, for both employers and employees in terms of the best website to go to get this ball rolling this morning.
Well, treasury.gov.au, on our website there has details for both the employers and the employees. And obviously for employers, they register their interest on ato.gov.au.
All right. Thank you. Geez, he's busy. We appreciate your time.
Good to be with you guys.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, this crisis that we're dealing with, we know it's impacting so many livelihoods, businesses, families, loss of income. And we all know that we've got to support each other. So if you are looking for work at the moment, we are, don't go anywhere, because we're about to speak to a guy who has put together a website that connects companies that are hiring with people that are looking for work. It's all on one website, alltogether.com.au, and Fraser has put this together. Hi, Fraser.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good. Great. Fraser, now talk us through alltogether.com.au and how people can access it and what's going on the website.
Yeah, cool. Alltogether.com.au, it's a free website that provides an easy online directory where people can do anything from connect with jobs, offer help if they've got it available, volunteer their services, as well as support local business as well. So we've kind of wrapped it all into one place.
Wow.
It's so good. And just jumping on the website right now, I can see you've got Domino's, I've got 2,000 jobs there, Woolworths, I've got, gee, is that 20,000 jobs?
Yeah, Woolworths.
Far out.
Across the country, so
I thought FIFA's about to drop the F-bomb then. It's a lot of jobs, Boxy, but there's no need for the language, Boxy. Wash your mouth out.
God.
That's fantastic, Fraser. Wow.
Now, Fraser, how did you go about setting this up? This sounds amazing. How has this not already been set up before?
Yeah, so, well, our inspo sort of came from a couple of weeks ago when we saw, like all of us, saw the COVID-19 really start to impact the economy. We started to see our friends lose jobs and, you know, even our favourite local cafes and businesses, everyone looked like they were in a bit of financial distress. So we felt a bit powerless, and we kind of, my partner Olivia and I, we're from, have a marketing background, so we kind of wanted to see what we could do to help. We'd spent the whole week connecting friends with job opportunities and other things that we'd seen online. And then on our side, we were looking for local businesses that we could kind of go and purchase from to support. But we realised that the process of kind of making all of these connections was really disjointed. And if you weren't in the right Facebook group at the right time, a lot of these offers you weren't going to actually see. So we realised it was more powerful to be able to connect these all in one single location, and saw it a bit as a bit of an opportunity to sort of put our skills forward and try and connect Australia.
Fraser, well done.
Great job, mate.
Because I think what's really important in for anyone who's going through a tough time and their business is suffering, they've lost a job, lost shift, lost hours, don't know where the next paycheck's going to come from, the stress of that, when you've got to think about what to do, how do I reach out, where do I look, the fact that you're making it so easy for somebody just to head to the website and you've almost done all the hard work and made all the connections, I think that's brilliant, Fraser. Well done.
Thank you. Yeah, well, hopefully that's the goal. We want to try and facilitate 1 million connections. So it's a bit of a stretch goal, but we think with the traffic we're seeing already and the people getting on the site, we think that we can get there. So hopefully it makes everyone's life a bit more simple, and there's sort of one location now where, you know, if you are stuck or you even just need temporary work or even want to get on there and support local business, you can kind of do that in one place.
Have you put your brother on there, Fraze?
I haven't yet. I should. But I haven't yet. Get him on there. Get him doing some charity work.
Get him doing something.
Fraser's
his brother
of course,
plays in the NBL or boxing.
Basketballer.
Yes.
Well, he could reach things very high for people and all sorts of things.
Mate, used to be me as number one. She used to go to the basketball just to watch him.
Oh, look, I've got a fan in Mia Favola there, Fraser's brother. Anyway, great stuff. Now, we will put a swipe up link on our Instagram so that everyone can get to it. But the website, as Fraser mentioned, is all-together.com.au. That is an amazing resource. Great job, Fraser.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
You're listening to edited highlights of Fifi, Feb and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To get the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch-Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
Yes, and we've been in isolation the last couple of weeks. And you know what I liked about the first week of isolation, Feb, and your girls have been homeschooled? You know what? We saw a side of you we'd never seen before, and that was Feb the teacher.
Yes, sir.
Yes, so many sides of you are coming through, Feb.
Yeah, and I actually become the student as well, Boxy. I sat in one of Lenny's classes, humanities, and it was I learned about volcanoes, and geez, I'm right into volcanoes. I wasn't much of the teacher. We ended up doing fun stuff used to do when I was at school.
You weren't good.
Just go down to the 7-Eleven and get a Slurpee. But yesterday I thought to the kids, I said, let's bake.
We'll really? So hang on.
Yes, Feb, yes, Feb, yes, Feb. Feb the baker.
Yeah. My brother was a baker back in the day.
Jace was?
Yeah, he ate all the profits. So
okay, come on.
I'm not convinced you've just made that up just to tell that joke.
No, he actually was a baker, I swear to God. Now, I got really excited because Lenny's the baker and Lulu loves being like a little shoe chef. We got all organized and I've actually filmed it. So I've sent it off to Shah, so maybe it'll be a video tomorrow. And baking takes a long time, Fiona.
Yeah,
Shah does our internet, by the way, and hopefully we'll get that up on the show.
And thank you for saying that because of me being the slice queen in this team. I am the baker in the team. It does.
Because when you press record or play on it on your mobile, there's a lot of in-between, so I had to cut it all up. But I got the eggs, I got the milk, I got everything ready. And I'm like, come on, girls, where's the flour? Because I thought we'll bake and get cake. And Alex got the ingredients out of the cupboard. It was a Betty Crocker cupcakes, so just straight out of the box.
So it was a packet mix.
Yeah, a bit easier.
It's not really baking.
All I had to do was crack two eggs in, put some butter in, bang, mix it up. But you know the thing, the beater thing, the drill?
Oh, yeah, yep.
So I put those two things in, the two spinners, and I've shoved them in, and then I've pressed the button and it's ejected them. And I didn't even have it plugged in. It wasn't plugged into the... Oh, that's so weird.
That makes it easier for cleaning at the end, the ejector. You don't eject them while you're spinning.
Mate, and it wasn't even plugged in. They went straight into the bowl. Anyway, we cooked them. I put them in. I pulled them out too early. They were a bit doughy. And then because I've never really baked before, I put the icing on the cupcake straight away.
No, got to let them rest.
Yeah, you got to let them rest for like 10 minutes. But I've got ADD. I can't do that. And it all melted off and it was awful.
Yeah, that's
it was
an
epic fail. Epic fail. Good fun with the kids.
Yes, man, yes, man, yes,
I wonder if the Slice Queen, I know Fifi used to do a lot of slices. She even had an Instagram, the Slice Queen. Whatever happened to that? You haven't really pushed that for a long time.
No, I don't know the way we've got access to it. I think an employee left with that.
101.9 The Fox.
We were very excited, Fee and Fev. Ashton from Five Sauce was scheduled to be on the show. We just can't we can't track him down at the moment, so he may unfortunately have missed the boat. So
it's an interesting decision by Ashton. He's in isolation, he's in LA, wouldn't have much on.
Well,
so.
Could be on another call or there could be a number
when
of reasons.
Booked in at a 7:35, you're pretty sure you've got to be punctual. I come from a sport background, we have to be on places and on time.
No, good
otherwise
point.
You get punished.
Well, it's you don't punish him. Don't punish him.
Isn't it funny, though, with ISO now? You've got no excuses. Like, honestly, if
even
you don't
Toby
take
said
a phone
done.
Call, it's like, where were you? On the couch.
You've got no excuses.
You can't say you were anywhere. Yeah.
I was caught in traffic. I was doing this, mate.
Very
you're doing
point.
Nothing at home.
Look, Ashton, there is probably no excuse. Fev, if someone could grab Toby, that'd be fantastic.
Mate, Toby's yelling at Ashton.
Good stuff.
Where the bloody hell were you, Ashton?
This whole show is in isolation. We've got Fev with Toby in his bedroom there and Fief. But, hey, the thing that's unfortunate, I guess, guys, that Ashton couldn't speak to us is we wanted to play to the band a hand-washing jingle. You'll know these hand-washing jingles. They're very popular. Neil Diamond even put one out recently.
Hands, washing hands, reaching out, don't touch me, Caroline.
Wash your hands.
Good times never seem so good.
Now, guys, a lot of work had gone into us playing him a special hand-washing song that the Five Sauce could maybe, you know, share and get excited about. But he's not here to... Should we play it anyway? He's not even here to...
Yeah, I want to hear the jingle.
It's a shame. A lot of work went into it.
You're keeping them clean daily. You're scrubbing, scrubbing away. Wear gloves if you don't, please wash your hands. Keep flattening the curve.
I mean, maybe it would only be fair if they would. Maybe they should just share that anyway with their 100 million followers.
Leon 100%. And Mike, you've excelled. That is brilliant. There well we go. Done.
Anyway, don't you reckon, Boxy? We send that. We send that to whoever employs them, and we make them put him to put it on their socials and play it.
Okay.
Well, otherwise, it's great, it's
they don't get the song played again.
Community service announcement. I think it'll be wonderful.
We will work on that. It is.
Metricon, the easy way at Mandalay with 5% deposit and no repayments until completed. Conditions apply.